Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we're having conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
Right on time.
I am the Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne, hashtag All Man. You don't miss a beat.
Yeah. You know, what we do is what we do.
Of course. Of
Consistency.
Course. It's who we are. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing pretty swell. How about you, M.A.?
It's a fucking Monday.
Do you have a case? Do you have a case of the Mondays?
I got a case of the Mondays.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, my goodness.
I'm straight. Are you about to... What the fuck? Fix your shit, bro. Keep talking.
Just keep talking, man. We need to
Are you about to be a dad?
No.
Okay.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm just saying, we're coming off of Father's Day.
It'd have been a blessing.
And then we would celebrate you, right?
Tone wouldn't have.
I would have.
Just name Tone him. Would hit me with the, what the fuck, man?
Nah, I think you're ready, man.
Is that how you feel like Tony will react?
100%.
He always thinks that I'm something that I don't.
No, I'm saying, well, because it's hurt. If it would have been anybody else, you would have been like, Nick, are you sure?
I mean, but that's out of, you know.
I can't do anything now.
What you going to do, follow me? You fucking idiot. Like, yeah. That's exactly what I'd have told him for 9 months.
You have a DeLorean? Do you have a DeLorean?
No, we're here now. I need you to go. Nah.
Nah, if
88.
Yeah, if 88. That, if that happened.
1 gigawatt.
That happened with her, then.
Yeah, I'd be happy for you.
We're here. I'd be scared of shit, though.
Do you?
That's a good feel.
Do you feel like, do you?
I try not to feel, bro.
Are you okay with being celebrated?
No. Shit feels fucking weird.
All right, so. I sent you guys something called the Dark Triad. Michael Andrew responded about it. And part of the traits of a Dark Triad is psychopathy and narcissism, right? That's two of the three.
And the last one was
jump in there whenever you get it.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, I am a narcissist, right? Or I have narcissistic traits.
Okay.
It's not a disorder. It's just traits. And then I listened to a doctor, Dr. Romney. I just happened to stumble upon her. I'm not. But in my soul, I felt like, yeah, I should be praised. But I only should be praised when I feel like I've made it. A narcissist just feel like they should just be praised. I want to be praised when I feel like I've earned it. But there are parts of me that just says, yeah, I'm the baddest. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
the baddest mother.
Mofo.
Yeah,
round this
low town,
round this town.
Right.
Who am I?
Show enough.
I can't hear you.
Show enough.
Yeah.
Ooh, don't mess up the face, baby.
Like, but that's how I felt. Like, I feel like I'm the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in that top tier.
But you only feel like that when you feel like you should be celebrated?
Nah, I feel like that in my soul.
But he wants to be. He feels like he
but
should.
But I need to earn it first.
You have a residual greatness.
Yeah, it's always there.
What about you?
So I don't know if that's narcissistic.
That shit feels weird to me.
Is it because you're not used to it? It felt weird to be to hear yourself on a answer machine at one time, and now you're on a podcast. Yes, of course, you don't listen.
I listen when y'all motherfuckers on. So first, the Dark Triad is narcissism, Machiavellianism, and then psychopathy.
So I think it's just something that you give men because I think it's just in us.
It's definitely more likely to be traits in men than it is in women. Maybe part of it is that I don't feel like I'm deserving of it. The other part of it is it's contradictory. Like, I don't like attention like that, like, which is always weird for people. And they're like, motherfucker, you be wearing suits and hats and all that.
You wear suits and hats to the McDonald's playground area. Like, what are we talking about?
First of all,
I knew Ronald before he got into all of these antics. Putting on face paint and big shoes.
You need to cut down on the resistance when you're going down the slide. So I got the hat on.
I know the material that works best. If y'all really want to know, come see me.
And it's not dry fit. Trust me.
No, you gotta
little kids don't wear dry fit.
Shit.
these new age ones, they right?
Might. So all they want to do is wear athletic wear.
It may be to Tone's point that sometimes you don't feel like you're deserving, but the other side is just, I often just run into I feel like Ace, like
I'm broke, Tone, baby,
paid in full. like that's that terrible movie. But like, I want to stay out of the light and just have access to all of the light bulbs, right? Like, everybody else can shine, but I just want to kind of stay out the way. So it's just different in that regard. And then also, a lot of times, I don't feel like it's genuine.
When you?
I thought we had an issue with the mics.
I thought we fixed it, but
I thought we fixed it too.
Okay.
So everybody, just forgive our technical difficulties. If
I don't Wayne's forgive us.
In.
Call us out. I don't think that's an issue.
Y'all mics are fucked up.
I mean,
I do want to double back just for a moment, Michael Andrew, because you said something, and I'm a little thrown from it. You said, I don't really like attention,
mm-hmm.
right? Which, I mean, I know you personally, so I understand what you mean when you say that, but...
I call bullshit? You can just say that. Just say it.
Yeah, I do call bullshit.
If you're not going to be friends, if we can't call each
other... Man, I'm out here.
Well, no.
I'm out.
What I want him to understand is I'm calling bullshit only because it doesn't speak to your purpose per se. You command attention only to educate.
It doesn't matter. That's still wanting attention.
Right.
I like attention because it does feel good. You had said it last episode. You were like, yo, I like...
sports and that's it?
No, I think you said, I like to be wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what attention is. You know, I like to be desired.
Yeah.
But not when you don't feel like you got it. It's like, when you was young, you got a haircut, or you needed a haircut, and you had white friends, and they didn't realize you needed a haircut, and they'd be like, what's wrong with your hair?
Right.
You look fine.
You're like,
No, I don't.
You don't get out of my face. Billy.
Yeah, right. That's right. But that was the good thing about, you know, having people who weren't black. Like, black people tell you, hey, man.
Quantravious, yo, you need to go get your hair cut.
Hey, you need a motherfucking shave, cuz. Take the hair off your neck.
It's interesting, like, so maybe a better explanation there would be, I don't deal well with attention. Like, if somebody... Even when people compliment, it's kind of like it's a bad equivalency, but like the pretty girl, the girl who's pretty, but may have just come into being pretty, and like dude's like, damn girl, you fine. She like, who, me?
Not used to it. Yeah.
Right.
And so a lot of times when the attention comes, because there's also people who just like any type of attention. It doesn't necessarily even have to be positive. Like, or uplifting, it could just be like, oh, da, 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 and you'd be like, oh, they hating because they paying attention. But, you know, haters gonna hate, they gotta pay attention. Like, when we've had people, when we first kicked it,
yeah,
I like your little hat. Like, backhanded compliments, or like,
well, that's the equivalent of a little kid, you know, the little boy pulling a girl's hair in grade school,
which was. I mean, but at the same time,
which is still not okay,
right? You don't. I mean, I don't like. So? You know what I'm saying? The girl doesn't like it, even though the dude is like. But I'm just trying to get your attention.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's the awkwardness of us, of how we engage each other as human beings. So to just that very point, I like to be celebrated, but I'm like Tony. I like to be celebrated for certain things. For instance, I'm married. My wife is not an avid listener of. The podcast or even much of our content. She's supportive in her own way, but she doesn't, you know, partake every week,
right,
or wherever. Like,
is that running? You guys subscribe to this channel. Let's get our numbers up so we can make Wayne's wife understand why she should be competing with all the other women in the world.
That was a shameful and purposeful plug.
I think she should. No, I'm serious.
No.
Women aren't in competition, and they don't know that they're in competition.
Agreed.
They should be.
Okay.
Can't get too comfortable.
I don't
care how many years you've been in the game.
Right.
Yeah. Ain't no,
appreciate your dude.
You're eerie.
It ain't safe in these streets. No. Hey, baby. But it's weird because it makes me awkward to receive compliments from anyone. That's how I've always been, though, and I think...
You mean in feeling, not in reality. I've seen you get compliments, bro.
I've practiced on doing it. It's a facade. I feel awkward when I'm like, when people are like, except for people that I know, because I'm comfortable with those people.
When
I
trust them. That's the difference.
That's what it is.
But you don't dress the way you dress to think that the compliment in we'll use your fashion, right? Your style.
Michael Andrews style.
Thank you. You don't, if you were to get a compliment, you know that it's aligned with what you intended. So you intended to look good for yourself or whomever. Right. So if you were to get a compliment, you know that it's, you can take it as truth.
I can, but then I can't. Yeah. Like, that's the thing is, like, it's like, because just remember, most of the time, it's not a compliment. It's not, hey, you look really nice. It's, oh, I see you pimp. Like, oh, you out here pimping? Like,
a compliment is a compliment. You don't want no dude walking up to you, hey, buddy.
No, no, this is.
I really
girls.
Like your trousers.
This is actually, especially not like that. I really, you know, like what I'm your trousers. No, this is girls.
Perhaps you should purify yourself.
No, like dudes would be like, man, you fly, bro. Like,
okay.
I see you.
That's what's up.
Even then, though, I'm like, it's never. That's not. For me, that's not a celebration either. That's just recognition, like, which is fine. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. To celebrate somebody, also, you have to know them. So, like,
you going too deep?
You think so?
Yeah,
I'm. I have a ticket to this. I'm on the ride.
Connection, Nick.
I'm on the ride.
Well, learn me something.
No, I'm saying.
Go on round back.
No, I think what happens though is a lot of times. For us, we've had the conversation. You meet the fine chick, she fine, but her breast stink, or she got BO, or any, the superficial thing. Yeah. It's fleeting. Then it's just like, oh yeah, she was fine. So if somebody gives me a compliment, it's just like, oh, okay, cool. I don't feel that's not awkward for me, because it's fleeting. It's so quick. Somebody's just passing by me. But if somebody celebrates me, like, I still have an issue with doing birthdays. Like, it feels weird to me.
I don't like that.
You know, it's too much attention on me. It's too much.
Well, it's only because I can't reciprocate.
And I'm totally with you there. I can't reciprocate.
That's the insecurity.
You can't reciprocate. Well, yeah. Two things there.
Two things.
One, that's an insecurity. And two, reciprocity is dictated the way you... give. It's not dictated by what someone else thinks you're going to give them. It's just you doing something that you think is nice.
Absolutely.
For someone.
But, you know, if...
I get it.
I don't give good gifts.
Who told you that?
That's because you get cigars or some crap like that. I mean,
no, you,
and it's not often.
I have one particular gift that, I mean, it will go down in history as one of the best gifts I've ever received.
I appreciate that. From me?
Yeah.
What was the gift?
It was the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
The bundle.
Yeah,
oh, the bundle.
Everything.
All of them.
All the good, the bad, and the worst.
He only needed the first three.
I got them all.
I mean, I need it for historical value, though. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, and
complete. It's like a baseball card.
You ain't watching none of the rest of these shits, but...
oh, no, we're done here.
Like, this is before, like, you know, DVDs were still a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You still got them, though. I still got mine.
Of course I do.
I mean...
That's how long I've known you.
Where'd y'all look? Yeah.
I spent a minute.
We rolled DVDs out. What did we leave off?
We left off with
reciprocity.
Reciprocity. Michael Andrew.
Yeah.
Giving us an explanation on why it's awkward to receive celebration from other.
If he was rich, would it be okay?
No.
No.
If it was the craziest thing is, if I was rich, I'd probably be that much more reclusive.
Right.
No, but that's different. I mean, as far as getting gifts.
No, I'd be that much more reclusive.
Sure.
I better get a gift. You get rich, bro.
No, but that's the funniest thing. I would have more fun.
That's you, though.
I would have more fun.
That's my homie.
But Tone, that's what I'm saying. I would have more fun getting you your gift than you getting me a gift.
But you could be. Oh, okay.
So it's the reciprocity, because then there, whether we want to admit it or not, there's a certain level of power that comes in that space too. Like, there's a power in me giving something that makes me feel good. Like,
it's selfish.
It's the selfish
and a validation of worth.
Yes, because you be like, oh, especially if I'm balling and I'm like, hey, bro, you know, I know we just did $50 million. I got you this little Maserati, you know what I'm saying, for the weekend.
Something like,
you know what I'm saying?
No, it's yours. It's not a rental.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would feel awkward.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
that's only because I can't. If I could do it, then I'd be like, okay, cool.
No one cares, bro.
But in that
I
same
care,
space,
which is
if,
the reason
if
why
he
I had
could
issues
do that.
In my relationship, and I was having this conversation. I have an issue with insecurity and being able to reciprocate,
yeah.
Whether affection or gifts or time or teachings.
Yeah.
And it bothers me.
I know.
And I've sabotaged relationships, or I'll push away, or I won't get closer, or I'll get, you know,
right
into my feelings about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I tried to explain, it's not just romantic, although the biggest moments happen romantically.
Yeah.
Right.
In those pivotal parts in your relationship building.
Oh, man, the relationship crumbling.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, too. It's easier.
It has to build before it crumbles. So there's build up first.
Now, you know, like, here's the issue with a lot of guys, I think, not recognizing this. You know from within if you can handle certain situations, and sure. you know what they present. If you go to a job and it's a conventional 9-to-5 office, you know certain things that are going to happen in all types of offices.
Mm-hmm.
Can standards of that shit.
Right. So you know that if you're going into a relationship, you know if you're going to be able to do it. You know if she got bread. It's not the fact that she has money. It's the fact that you don't.
Right.
I think women get confused with that.
Yes, they
like,
do.
Oh, you're intimidated by my money. No, I'm just mad that I don't have none.
Right.
Or I'm still trying to figure out how to get mine,
right. and I don't have direction, and I don't, and it's embarrassing. A lot
for
happens.
Me. For yeah. me.
So in relationships of even just friendships, it still happens. You feel it before it even gets to a build.
I'm glad you brought all of this up. Where do you draw the line?
What?
With acceptance of being celebrated, whether it's from you, someone who loves you, someone who hates you, whether you got the money, whether you do got the money, because the realization that I've come to is that the first person that needs to celebrate you is yourself.
Yes.
That's number one.
Right.
Right. That's the only way you'll understand why other people celebrate you.
But I think that's the irony there is that you still need the resources that Tone was talking about in order to celebrate yourself. Even if it's just you going to get a cupcake or whatever it is sure. that you enjoy, if you ain't got no money to even take that self-care, that's a harder thing. Because you sitting on the couch watching TV is not self-care.
Let me jump in. Do you think that that's a byproduct of our generation and our upbringing? Because I don't think young cats give a shit
about self-care,
about having money, and about, you know, reciprocity. Do you think that money matters to us so much because of
the time we
grew up?
Yeah, we're the in-betweeners. I think that, like,
we certainly are.
I mean, we're in
like a superhero like an X-Men broken off.
But no, we're in limbo to a certain degree.
We're the rejects-men.
We're the rejects-men.
We're the Y-men.
Right. Because what happened was, you got to think, we grew up before the internet. We also saw the effects of after the internet. Yep. And then we also saw the effects of social media. So we've seen three social or societal evolutions that happened within the span of like 20, 30 years. And while young people don't seem to care about money right now, it's kind of, we forget that society also goes in a revolution. So this is the 70s with tech. Like,
right.
It's free love. It's do what you want to do.
Feel
sex,
free.
Love, rock
right.
and roll.
Yeah, free spirit.
I like that.
Right? It's that all over again with some technology. Now, let's just add.
Everybody wants to be a fucking hippie.
No, everybody wants to be a unicorn. I am a lizard. I identify as a lizard.
Oh, that's what hippies were.
Johnny the Walrus.
I am with nature.
Right. Like.
Johnny DeWire, I want to be a Manator.
Right.
What is a Manator?
Manator.
Manator. So it's
do
like.
Do you really?
What? Do I?
No. Why? Yeah, that's what you. Do you really? You
wanna? I just want my D to be like a horse.
A horse.
Okay.
But I want to identify as a woman.
Yes.
Johnny DeWire.
It's just. Right. So I think that even with me and friendships, like, and we've had this conversation before, if Wayne gets me something like to eat, bro, next time let me get something to eat.
Yeah.
Like,
because you don't want to get too deep.
I don't want to be in debt. Like, dead ass on some real shit. Like, when I thought about it in this conversation, I was like, yeah, to a certain degree you don't want to be in debt. Not even that you're the person who's gonna be like,
yeah,
remember when I bought you?
Right.
You, that's not even in you.
It's just how mentally. It's our sense of awareness for, I want to stand on who I am and be who I'm going to be
without anyone
saying, oh.
I don't want to depend on anybody because that shit is vulnerability and that potentially could be a liability to me.
And
you know how dangerous that is, though?
What part?
To to continue that mind state through the rest of your life.
Yeah, it really is. You got to kind of, I think for me, you got to free yourself. And if you don't like it, you know, going back to what you're saying,
yeah,
you have to build certain things. Because if you continue to build that constant, knowing that crutch is there, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell you, like, it's a fight, right? Because you want to be, it's an internal fight of saying, listen, you feel good off of being able to give in that space.
Yeah.
Right? That's a selfish act.
Yes.
It is also a selfless act to be able to receive that and say, yo, I appreciate you, bro. Food's good, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
In that same regard, though, you've had the same issue. Like, we all, it's different, but it's the same.
Right.
And when I'm trying to give something to you, you'd be like, bro, I got it.
Yeah.
The card is already in the slot, bro. The payment is already going through.
Right.
Dang, and bro, I told you I was going to get you. Like,
and that just shows that it's something to that.
Right.
Especially dealing romantically with guys. Because it's not being said.
Right.
Sure.
So a lot of women are getting, oh, he's an F boy. Or he cheated because of this. No, he was just sabotaging it. I'm not saying it's good.
Yeah. Right.
But having a better understanding versus thinking that, oh, he's a narcissist or he wants to cheat or he's this. No, he's just not right in his masculinity. We get confused thinking that masculinity looks only one way.
Right.
When the reality is it's so much responsibility you have to accept.
I think that's the other thing too, right?
Being a man.
Is, yes. And then realizing that you can trust, like, recently I've had gifts given by, like, people that care about me, love me, platonic and romantic. And there's a different level of trust that starts to come into the conversation.
I just think you got to work harder, like you told me, make more money.
Well, but also it's me being able to receive, like, prime example. If I came into a situation where I got it, I'm like, hey, bro, got you a camera, and you're like, damn, I can't buy you a camera. And I'm like, motherfucker, make some content. That's how you pay me back.
Right.
I think that's part of the undertone is somebody got me something. The payment is utilizing it, having fun. If we're doing an experience, doing these things so that it is appreciated. I will say I appreciate the women who know how to let a man be a man. Like,
I don't think that's something that you let.
No, but know how to appreciate that. Like, in the sense that they, I was right there. In the sense that they know, like, if you can't afford the bill or something, right? And your girl slides you the check so that you straight when you're showing up in that space, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a benefit as well, because she's allowing you to maintain your dignity, we'll say.
They can see this, right?
Yeah, they can see all this.
Okay.
It's great.
Jesus H Christ. Give me this, man.
Trying to get it together.
But you had, like, it's already plugged in.
Just plug in the black ones, what he was saying. Always bet on black.
Test it.
No, we still having some issues.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because he got you on mute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so you're saying.
So, yeah, so it is, it's being vulnerable enough to say I'm going to enjoy this. Like,
if, yeah, but I don't, that makes me feel like crap.
But if it's your birthday, bro, and somebody says, hey,
I've been having that stuff happen for the last five.
No, but what I'm saying, if it's your birthday, right, we're celebrating your existence. It ain't really shit you can do to you could be a multi-billionaire. At the end of the day, it ain't nothing monetarily or.
That's fine. For my birthday, I accept.
But so, see, for me, that's still, for me, still a difficult thing.
You could give me the rest of the booze already open. I'd be fine. Like, because it's my, that's.
But if we were celebrate, I'm talking about, yo, Tone, we taking you out. Yo, bro, we.
I'm going to do enough celebrating when I make it.
Yeah, but.
When I start to climb up, you guys are going to see it. I'm going to come in with a celebration day.
Two-step.
You already got your celebration dance done?
He got his drink and his two-step. Yeah, but I think celebration looks different for everybody. So even in those smaller spaces, whether we get you a cake or take you to a club or rent out a fucking, you know, banquet hall, like those are still things that are a reflection of how we want to celebrate you as a person.
Right.
So it is hard
to
say, to be vulnerable enough to accept. It's hard because as men, we're not taught to do that. We're not taught to be, oh, thank you for this. Thank you for that. And we're taught to, like, if you don't do it, who gonna do it? Get it out the mud.
Right.
Put it on your back.
Yeah, but if you sell it, if you are, that's why accomplishments have to be
strategic
for you. So therefore, like you said, you should celebrate yourself, and it won't be as awkward when other people celebrate. You're like, yeah, I did do that. Yeah. You may not know what it feels like. I know what it feels like. I get the ultimate reward of, yes, I get the acknowledgement. That's great, but I knew that I did it.
Sure.
And it doesn't get any better than that.
I guess that was...
I mean, maybe it could, but I mean, that's the cherry on top. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what I was thinking about, like, when it came to, like, even Father's Day, right? Because Mother's Day comes 2 weeks out. Yo, Mother's Day is the 10th, 13th. Like, I need to make sure I go get these flowers. I go get whatever. I go get da-da-da-da, right? Father's Day, and this happened at the shop, Friday... girl runs in. So I need to get my dad a Father's Day gift. I don't know what to get him. Okay, cool. Second, a wife comes in. Looks like they're on their second or third. Oh yeah, I need to get my husband Father's Day gift.
Second or third?
Child.
Okay. Nobody can see you.
I'm sorry.
You're not on camera.
I'm rubbing my stomach.
Pat your head too.
And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to get him a tie. I was like, does your husband wear ties? She was like, I don't know. I need to call him. And I was like, because I said, it's funny. On Mother's Day, we celebrate you being a mom. Father's Day.
It's an expectation.
But,
and it's also financially driven.
But that's what I'm saying. On Father's Day, what do they go? They pull out the grill. I said, how is it a father still works on his day when he should be celebrated however he wants to be celebrated? I said, when I'm a father, I'm probably going to be like, yo, I can leave me the F alone. Like, I'm
that's pretty much. That's why it's not financially. It's not a good holiday.
Oh, no, you still give me some shit.
It's not pushed because financially.
Get my
candles.
Get my cologne.
Yeah.
And leave me the F alone. Like,
do you know what Father's Day is ranked in holidays?
What, 20th, 25th?
26th.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Out of?
I think like 50. 26.
It's not a financial benefit.
Halloween is 16, my G.
What's number one? Christmas?
What's number two?
Christmas is number one.
What's number two? Valentine's Day?
Some bullshit. New Year's? I would have thought.
Oh, New Year's.
I thought Halloween.
Halloween was 16.
That's crazy. Thanksgiving, probably. It's where you're going to spend the most money.
True.
Food and gifts.
Food.
Well, I'm just saying, Christmas.
No, just consumerism.
Overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas, you got
food. Nobody, ain't no reservations for Father's Day.
No, I think it goes back to celebration. Like, and I get what Tone is saying because most men would probably agree that we want to be celebrated for our work, our legacy,
yes,
our accomplishments. And I'm totally with that.
Yeah. So, ladies, if you got put it down in a bed, tell them when to do the dance.
Celebrate. Celebrate them.
It's a celebration, bitches.
I'm with that.
I check a chain, chain. I check a chain. Oh, come on, bro.
But also,
I'm trying to get it, man.
But also,
trying to get celebrated.
Hey, anniversary coming up.
I'm going to see you tomorrow, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to celebrate. You're going to celebrate me.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate each other.
I ain't mad at that, bro. I got to live through y'all now.
I don't know what to do with my hands. But I started with that today because we're coming off of Father's Day. It's a lot of people who had commentary in social media. And for me, I'm always like trying to understand, like, if we talk about something so much or we're avoiding the conversation so much about something, then I always bring it here and say, how are we supposed to do this? How is it supposed to look to you and how is it supposed to look to me? And do we come to a middle or no, whatever I want to do, how I want to be celebrated, that's how I should be celebrated.
Okay.
Right? So make it make sense. If you guys feel any differently about it, or you like to be celebrated a certain way, guys, reach out. Ladies, reach out as well. How do you like to be celebrated? Not that we really care, but that's a joke. We really do care. But
you got to clean it up now, bro.
We really do care.
She ain't listening.
Leave a comment below. Subscribe to this channel. I think that's what he's trying to say. Keep
that's
going.
Exactly what okay, I was trying to ahead. Say. Thank you for interpreting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the dance.
That's it. I don't have anything. I think you should celebrate yourself and work hard for it, and don't look for other people to do it. If it is, it's a bonus, but you have to feel it within self and then push for it. You guys?
I'm with that.
All man moments.
See, he did it.
I'm with the all man moment too. Yeah.
Well, I am the Tony Davis, I'll tell you.
Michelangelo Brown.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag, I want to be celebrated.
All right, we got this bit.
Yeah.
I'm on camera.